In 1 minute, I want you to tell the Lord why you are here tonight, why you had to forsake your sleep, why you had to forsake your bed, why you have to forsake your home to come into the tabernacle, into the ark of refuge. Go ahead and speak to him. In 1 second, Jehovah, I have come for my seal of exemption. I have come for my distinction. I have come for my separation. I have come for my promotion. I have come for my restoration. Let the blood speak on my behalf tonight. Let tonight be a night of covenant exemption for me. Lord, that is why I set aside everything tonight to come to sit at your feet. Let tonight be a night to be much remembered. For you said you have not called the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. Let today go down in memoria concerning my destiny. Prove yourself as the God of covenant. Prove yourself as a dependable God. Prove yourself as a reliable God. Prove yourself as the God with whom nothing is impossible. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jehovah, all eyes are on you tonight. You the God with whom nothing is impossible. You the God of covenant. You the God of this commission. You the God of Bishop David Oyedepo. Prove yourself again tonight. Let the covenant answer for everyone tonight. Let your good hand bring a turnaround in every life tonight. Let no person leave this service the same in the name of Jesus. Whether those in the tabernacle tonight or those watching online on the internet, because there is no distance with you, reach out to everyone with your power to the glory of your name. We give you all the praise in Jesus' precious name. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God's servant is unavoidably absent physically tonight. He's right in the nation of Cameroon doing what God has asked him to do. Tonight he had a glorious meeting. Here's something. The thing that stadium had not seen in 37 years happened tonight. Over 20,000 people were gathered. 3,000 people gave their life to Christ. Hear this. Throughout the day, it was raining everywhere in Douala, except at the stadium. I believe from the depth of my heart that is a prophetic symbolism for this service tonight. Like you heard in the welcome, God is said to establish the covenant of exemption for every one of us. And he has proved it already in Douala. Rain was falling everywhere, but where God was to do a new thing, no rain there. Evil may be going all around, but concerning you and your family, it will not come near you. Can I hear a louder amen? Here's something they call two herbalists right behind the ghost in the stadium making incantation for rain to fall. But God didn't hear them. God will not hear your enemy. No matter how many of them join hands together, heaven will not hear them. And as they gather together to do you evil, the thunder of God will strike in their midst. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Tomorrow morning is the last session in that great crusade in Douala. In 1 second, we are going to join our voices and our heart together. That Lord, uphold your servant. Better is the end of the matter than the beginning thereof. What eyes have never seen, what ears have never heard, what has never happened in the nation of Douala, do it tomorrow morning. Shall we go ahead and lift up our voices? Father, in the name of Jesus, the covenant-keeping God, we ask that you will uphold your servant on the assignment you have committed into his hand, even in Douala, Cameroon. As they gather tomorrow, King of Glory, come down in your power, come down in your glory, come down with the fullness of your anointing. Do what ears have never heard before. Impact the life of men and women. Change the story of those people. Cause your name to be glorified. Let your good hand rest upon your servant for glorious things to be done. Let your anointing rest upon him afresh. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, even as we have declared, so shall it be. Tomorrow morning, Douala, we experience what has never been done there before. The good hand of the Lord will be strong upon God's servant. It shall speak at the microphone of Jehovah. Lives will be transformed. Jesus will be glorified. So shall it be. Let your amen be the loudest. Put your hands together for the Lord and please have your seat. Hallelujah. I believe it is because of me that we have the transference of spirit last Sunday. Amen. So I want you to look very closely. You are seeing Bishop David Oyedepo. His spirit has come upon me afresh. And by his privilege, I'm standing in here tonight in this unusual night for God to glorify his name in our midst. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why are we here tonight? Expectation is the mother of manifestation. Why are we here tonight? If you came in here as a religious winner, that you know every Friday of our week of spiritual emphasis we normally have all night. This is not normal. This is not a dutiful service. This is a service of encounter. Jehovah God, the God of this commission, who has called you, he will not allow you to go back the same. We are here tonight to receive the seal of the covenant of exemption over our lives and the work of our hands. God's servant was speaking at the business covenant night. Things don't have to happen to you as it happens to them. And by this service tonight, Jehovah will put the seal of the covenant of exemption upon you. Upon your business, upon your finances, upon your family, upon your career, upon your lying down and rising up. Concerning you, no more evil. No more failure. No more disappointment. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, traditionally, at this last quarter of the year, September, October, November, December, they call it Ba-Ba-Ba month. It may bar them, but it won't touch you. It may bar them, but as for you, the Bible says, only with your eyes will you see it. It will not come near you. Can I hear a louder amen? Please, I want us to set our heart. I've observed something. God's servant does not just set up a meeting for a meeting's sake. every name given to any meeting is on the covenant platform, as prompted by the Spirit of the Lord upon him. And this breakthrough night has been put together by heaven for the purpose of the covenant of exemption. Amen. There is something called divine exemption in the Bible. In Psalm chapter 91, verse 7. Psalm chapter 91, verse 7. It said, 1,000 will fall by your side, and 10,000 at thy right hand. It said, but it shall not come nigh thee. Divine exemption. It is not by expertise or by smartness. It is a matter of covenant. Other people's businesses may close down. Your own will keep growing. Others may lose their job. As for you, promotion will be your portion. Others may be quitted and ejected and driven away from their homes. But for you, you will be dedicating houses. I want you to know God has made provision for covenant devices that separate believers from others. You are struggling too much. You are worrying too much. You are apprehensive too much. The God that we serve is a covenant-keeping God. That covenant will answer for you tonight. I don't know who I'm speaking to. Things seem to be very bad. You look around you, it is happening to you as it is happening to them in the world. And you seem to be asking God, where are you? It will show up tonight on your behalf. It will show up tonight on your behalf. Because God has made provision for us to be separated from the people of the world in times of calamities. He has made provision for us to be exempted from the woes of life. Look at something in the Bible in Exodus chapter 8. He has been doing it from time immemorial and he's still doing it. Verse 22 beginning. The Bible said, and in that day, this is God speaking now, I will cut off the land of Goshen. That is talking about your territory. In which my people live, so that no swarms of flies shall be there. So that you may know that I am Jehovah in the midst of the earth. This was talking about what happened. Goshen was right in the midst of Egypt. About 3 million Israelites under captivity. But right there, God separated them. Look at verse 23. It said, and I will put a dividing line between my people and your people. This miracle shall be tomorrow. That means by the time we are sharing the goodness, you are going with your miracle. Oh, I don't know if there's a believer in church tonight. He said, this miracle shall be tomorrow. I will put a dividing line between my people and Pharaoh, your own people. The things that affect the Egyptians should not affect us by reason of covenant. I don't care how near to you it is. I don't care how imminent. I don't care how strong. But God says there's going to be a division. Between now and tomorrow morning, there's going to be a division. You seem to be in the same group with them. God said tonight there will be a division. You seem to be on the same floor with them. God said, this month I'm taking you to the top. Because it's the God of the covenant of exemption. Exodus chapter 9, verse 25. And the hail struck throughout all the land of Egypt. Note that word, throughout. All that was in the field, both man and beast, and the hail struck every herb of the field and broke every tree of the field. Verse 26. Only in the land of Goshen, where the Israelites are, where the sons of Israel were, was there no hail. The hails of life will not have access to you. All through the land of Egypt, every herb, every tree, but when it comes to you, exemption. When it comes to you, exemption. No matter how far, no matter how large, when it comes to you, exemption. So don't let your heart be afraid. We are under a covenant of exemption. No devil from the pit of hell can stop it. It will answer for you tonight. I said it will answer for you tonight. In the kingdom, there is a place called the city of refuge. Numbers chapter 35. We have the story there. By covenant, there were some cities that were set aside, six of them, as the city of refuge. And in verse 12 of Numbers chapter 35, hear what the word of God says. It said, and there shall be to you cities for refuge from the avenger, that's from the devil, so that the manslayer does not die until he stands before the congregation in judgment. The avenger is not permitted to touch you. And I'm glad to let you know where you are tonight. This commission, Faith Tabernacle, is one of the God-ordained city of refuge. This is Ark of Refuge. We have heard testimonies over and over again. People just coming in here. A sister that was afflicted by the avenger, as he's stepping through the gate, cockroaches start to walk out of her. And that was the end of the affliction. Not during service. The avenger had to be stopped. Because in the city of refuge, the covenant of exemption must speak for you. We had a family came in here for the first time in the Sunday service. The three of them, father, son, father, wife, mother, and child, afflicted by terrible cough, consistently, non-stop. They came in here, according to them, they saw somewhere there. No person knew what they were going through. No hands were laid on them. By the time the service have gone halfway, they look at themselves, they said, we have not coughed since we came in here. Cough is afraid of this place. Because the avenger is not permitted to touch you. Because you are a citizen of the city of refuge. But you know what will happen tonight? The one they have touched you before, they will pay for it. The ones that they mistakenly touched you before, they will pay for it. Their children will pay for it. Their generation will pay for it. And whatever they collected from you, they will pay back sevenfold. Malachi chapter 3. I want you to know who you are and the God that you serve. Stop running like they are running. Stop thinking the way they think. You are a child of covenant. Your case is different. Let me tell your neighbor, my case is different. My case is different. I'm a covenant child. I'm operating under a covenant. The avenger cannot touch me. Malachi chapter 3 verse 17. This is God himself speaking. He said, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them. As a man spared his own son that served him, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. God say he will spare you. No matter the accusation of the devil, he will spare you. No matter how guilty you are, he will spare you. That is what the covenant does. You must understand who you are and the covenant under which you are operating. Others may be affected, but you will be spared. In this time of meltdown and satanic holocaust, as for you, you shall be spared. Financially, they will go down, but God will spare you and take you up. Their business may be closing down, but you will be opening new branches. Why? He will spare you. And if God spares you, who can arrest you? If God spares you, who can accuse you? Satan, devil. Every of his accusation will be blotted out by the blood tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Why do I need the covenant of exemption? That becomes very important. Understanding is very important in the school of the Spirit. Why do I need the covenant of exemption? I know God has made provision. I know God is a covenant-keeping God. I know there is covenant of exemption. But why do I need it? Is it optional? Number one, we are in the last days. That is what the Bible says. As a matter of fact, we are in the lastest of the last days. And the question we should ask is, what are the characteristics of the last days? And Matthew chapter 24, from verse 5 to 13, gives us some of the characteristics of the last day. If you look at the whole of that scripture, you will discover some basic things. There is going to be all manner of deceptions. If you want to put it in the 21st century language, 419. 419. And the thing is dealing with others terribly. Crushing the businesses of people. Messing up the homes of people. Turning people to paupers. Deception. People losing millions of money, of naira. But as for you, when they are looking for their prey, they won't see you. When the evil workers are looking for who to dupe, they won't locate you. The Bible said there will be wars. There will be famine. That is what we call meltdown. But as they are melting down, you are growing up. Because you are living in Goshen. Amen. Pestilences and earthquake. Earthquake does not mean a hurricane or tornado that comes to carry a house and throw it into the sea. Anything that is shaking you is earthquake. You are walking, your leg is wobbling. You are going home, you don't know how to enter the house. That's earthquake. When your phone rings, you look, it's the landlord. You put it on silence. That's earthquake. Because it's quaking your heart. The physical one is earthquake, but this one is heartquake. Anything quaking your heart. And I can tell you, so many things are quaking the heart of people. So many people go into commas these days. Heart quick. But you will be exempted. Nothing will quake your destiny anymore. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 1. It said, in the end times, perilous times shall come. Perils. This is why you need a covenant of exemption. The things are coming in deluge. Beyond what man? Back in those days, you don't hear of coma, except people who have accident. But now, it is no longer coma, it's continuous. Everywhere. All manner of attack from the pit of hell. Sign of the last days. But for you, you shall be exempted. I say you shall be exempted. That is why we need a covenant of exemption. You don't even know where it's coming from. I remember back in those days here in Lagos, if you come out and the trafficator of your car is missing, the whole people will hear. Ordinary trafficator. You will shout. But now, when they see your trafficator, you just smile and go and buy another one. Bad, terrible things are becoming normal. And we are taking it for granted like the unbeliever. It must not be so with you. Well, the last attack you had is the very last one forever. No armed robber will be able to look into your face anymore. When they are robbing houses, when they get to your own, they will pass over. Number two, why do we need a covenant of exemption? The Bible records that in the last day, the devil will do more wickedly. Daniel chapter 12 verse 10. His license to do wickedly. Back in those days, they robbed with masks. But they even introduce themselves now. And they do terrible things you never imagined before. Doing more wickedly. They collect things in those days and run away. Now they don't run anymore. In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8. The Bible said the devil, like a roaring lion, he goes about. Your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, goes about looking for who to devour. The devil is on rampage. On rampage. The Bible said, because he knows his time is short, he has come down with wrath upon the earth. You can't afford to take things lightly anymore. People's houses now, you don't know whether they are houses or prisons. The kitchen has a bar. The sitting room has a bar. The dining room, between the dining room and the sitting room, there is another gate. So before you move from the front house to the back, inside the house, there are four gates. Because the devil is going about and we are trying to stop him. You don't stop him by gates. You stop him by covenant. Do you hear what I'm saying? You don't stop him by gate. They even call you and say, come and open by yourself now. That is as daring, as satanic as they are. But the covenant of your God will deal with them on your behalf. That is why you need a covenant of exemption. It is not by power. It is not by might. You need a provision of heaven. Shout hallelujah. Number three, why do you need a covenant of exemption? It is a token of God's faithfulness over his people. The covenant of exemption is a proof, is an indication of God's faithfulness over us. It is what we show the world for them to know we have a big, big, big God. And when they see the power of your God, they will fear you. Exodus chapter 8 verse 22 that we read. It said, I will survey in that day the land of Goshen in which my people dwell, that no swarms or flies shall be there. To the end, thou mayest know that I am the Lord in the midst of the earth. God will prove to the whole world that is your God. That is what we are talking about. Things will happen, they will ask you, how do you manage? You tell them, by God. By God. The trap of the enemy will be catching every person. When it gets to you, it won't work. I was working in a place before coming into the ministry full time. And by reason of my position, I was a target. One time they came to ask, what is Ojeme using? I said, Jesus. One of them who was an allergy, when my covenant-keeping God dealt with him, from millionaire he was reduced to zero, he was going to commit suicide. Then God told him, you need Jesus, and he came to win us. Got born again. We were having a meeting in Kaduna then, 2001, a business meeting. And I saw this man. And he started to crawl to me. He said, sir, let me confess. I said, what? And he started to tell me all the story. All the story. I never prayed. You need a covenant over your head. How many prayer can you pray? How many arrows do you know that are coming? He said, when we make the charm, by the time we get to your door, it will spoil. I'm under a covenant. I said, God is even merciful on you that he spoiled. Should have splashed into your face and blind you. God must prove that he's your God. We were in Rajoba and we had a set of people. By the reason of God's hand and exploit in that place, they said, well, if only this man, talking about Bishop Edipo, only if we can deal with him. And they went into a meeting on how to deal with him. Shortly after that, the first son of the head of the team died. 3 days after, the second son died. Then the secretary ran to church. Said, this one that we have not started, and the children are dying, let me confess. God's servant never prayed against them. He never even knew what was happening. Where they are having meeting over you, you don't even know. You are sleeping and snoring. But you know something from tonight? God will prove himself as your God. Everywhere your name is mentioned for evil as they gather, the thunder of heaven will strike there. And by the time they see the good hand of God upon your life, Zechariah chapter 8, 23 will become your portion. He said, in that day, 10 people out of all language will hold on to the skirt of he that is a winner. They will say, we have seen the hand of God upon your life. We will follow you to Faith Tabernacle. We will follow you to Faith Tabernacle. We are moving from billboard to people board. We are moving from sharing testimony to becoming testimony. That is what God is going to make out of you from tonight's service. What people have never believed, God will start to do it for you. All the powers from the pit of hell that have been challenging you, God will destroy all of them. We had a herbalist standing here just when we came in here to come and destroy the service. It was pressing the thing didn't press. During altar call, it came out. Say, power past power. Every power pursuing you,
The power of God will nullify them tonight.
I want you to understand the covenant under which you are operating. There is the covenant of exemption. I lift my head up anywhere with all confidence. That, Lord, if you cannot protect me, you have failed. But I can tell you, he has never failed. I say he has never failed. Where they are gathering together to determine evil concerning you, the covenant will speak on your behalf tonight. Tonight is a dangerous night. By the time we are through in the morning and the blood starts to speak, some of you will hear news that the herald that has been looking for your life, he has passed away. That is what we are talking about. Not religion and just quoting empty scripture. Understanding the covenant under which you are operating in every area of your life. Get ready. Something glorious is happening for you. That business that seems to be on the floor, it doesn't take God time. There is going to be a dramatic turn. I said there's going to be a dramatic turn in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want you to jump onto your feet and speak to this covenant-keeping God. Speak to this covenant-keeping God. I want you to reassure yourself again. I have a covenant-keeping God. I'm operating under the covenant of exemption. I am not alone. God is with me. He has a covering over my life. I need not fear. Make your bold declaration. Make your bold declaration. Make your bold declaration tonight. Every hail of life that is blowing across the country, across the world, you cannot touch me. You cannot touch me. You cannot touch me. I'm a child of covenant. Declare that thou mayest be justified. I belong to Goshen. The affliction of Egypt cannot reach me. I belong to Goshen. Meltdown cannot melt me down. I'm a child of the covenant keeping God. Speak to that situation. Confront that situation with the covenant. My God is still working on my behalf. I have a God that has never failed. Lero katopelia de santoria gea. Le kupe gata kata. Rezokia lebo. Makatokete. Krakekete. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. The evil of the land cannot reach me. I belong to the covenant. I'm a native of Goshen. Oh yes. Oh yes. Declare that thou mayest be justified. Satan, your trick has ended. Satan, your tricks have ended. Your deception have ended. I now know where I belong. I am raised up with Jesus. Far above. Powers and principalities. That is where the covenant has placed me. No more. No more. No more. No more. No more. In my home. In my business. In my finances. In my relationship. I'm a child of covenant. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' precious name. Please let me warn you, tonight is a night of warfare. Anything you tell to go, will go. By the plan of God for this breakthrough night, whatever is contrary to his will and covenant, they are permitted to be cleared away. But I will speak my own and you will speak your own. There's no use. You come all the way here tonight and you return back the same. That will not be you. It will be clear to every devil that the covenant has started to speak on your behalf. No force of hell will be strong enough to harass you anymore. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please sit down one moment. And let me read a scripture from Joshua chapter 20. Verse 4. The Bible said, and when he that doth flee unto one of those cities of refuge that stand at the entering of the gate of the city and shall declare his cause in the ears of the elders of that city, they shall take him in into the city unto them and give him a place that he may dwell among them. And if the avenger of blood pursue after him, then they shall not deliver the slayer up to the hand, because he smote his neighbor unwittingly and hated him not formally. You are in the city of refuge, spiritually and physically. The Bible said if anyone is pursued there and he declares why he's here that he needs help, he said the elders of the city shall receive him in. And when the avenger of blood comes and wants to take him, they say, no, no more. He's no longer your own. You can't touch this anymore. No matter the offense, when you run into that city, you are free and free forever. You are here tonight. You know what you have been going through. You are not born again. Or maybe you were born again, you have gone on a walk. I want to plead with you, come into the city of refuge. I stand in as an elder of the city by privilege tonight. I will draw you by the hand and bring you in. And what we have been enjoying, that the devil looked like an ant under our feet, will also become your portion. Because it is blood for blood. But tonight the blood of Jesus is shed. And until you are born again, that blood will work the other way. You are here tonight, you want to say yes to Jesus. You want to be born again. You want the covenant of the exemption to start to work for you. You want to enter the city of refuge. Wherever you are, just stand up there and let me pray with you. Just rise up on your feet wherever you are. You want to be born again. You can't come all the way here. Forsake your sleep and you won't receive the blessing of God. Stand up wherever you are.
He will never fail. He has never changed. He will do what he says he will do. I can see him working in my favor. I can see him fighting my battle. I can see him giving me my miracle. He will do what he says he will do. My God.
My God.
He's a miracle God.
My God is a miracle God.
He will never fail.
He has never changed.
He will do
what he says.
My God is a miracle God.
My God is a miracle God.
There is nothing he cannot do.
My God is a miracle God.
He will never fail.
He will never change. He will do what he says.
I can see him working in my favor. Yes, I can see him. He's winning all my battles. I can see him giving me my miracles. He will do what he said he will do. My God.
My God is a miracle.
He's a miracle working God.
My God is a miracle God.
All things are possible for him.
He
will never fail. He has never changed.
Hallelujah. If that is for Jesus, make it louder and better. Make it louder and better. Make it louder and better. Please
Know this in the depth of your heart. No avenger of the blood will have access to you anymore. By reason of the covenant of exemption, the liberation mandate will answer for you. Every of your captivity will be turned tonight. If you believe that, shout the loudest amen. Rise up on your feet and give God the glory. Rise up and give Him glory. Bless His name.
If you have been blessed by this message, we encourage you to join God's fullness at Faith Tabernacle, Canaan Land, Kilometer 10, Idiroko Road, every Sunday in either of the two services at 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. and every Wednesdays at the communion service from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Or you can log on to www.davidoyedepoministries.org for live webcasts. For prayers and counseling, please call 01-7747-546, 01-7747-547, or 01-7747-548. Or you can write to PMB 21688, Ikeja, Lagos, Nigeria. You can also visit www.dominionbooksonline.com for online purchases of over 50 books of anointed materials from Bishop David Oyedepo. Live a victorious life.